the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Tax season is here. If you haven't already, now's a good time to get started on your taxes. What are a few key things to be aware of? I'm Emily Yip. Dr. Carrie Tassin, Associate Professor in the School of Accountancy at Missouri State University, joins me today to explain.
Unfortunately, a lot of taxpayers this year, more than maybe ever before, are going to be facing a situation where they were unemployed last year. So they may be receiving unemployment benefits. And it is important to understand that the unemployment benefits are taxable income. So they must be reported on the tax return. And if there's other income or it exceeds that filing threshold requirement, then there's going to be tax on those benefits.
There's also a special provision for unemployed individuals in 2020 with regard to the earned income tax credit.
For those who generally would have qualified for the earned income tax credit, perhaps taxpayers who qualified for the EITC in 2019, perhaps they had a job loss in 2020. If their 2019 earned income is higher than their 2020 earned income, they may use their 2019 earned income in order to calculate the earned income tax credit for 2020. So there may be some folks that thought, because of my job loss, I'm not going to have enough earned income to take advantage of that credit. But there is that provision available for this year.
If you should have received all or some of the first stimulus payment, up to $1,200 per person, or the second stimulus payment, up to $600 per person, but didn't get them, you can claim your missing money on your 2020 tax return.
What we have is what's called a recovery rebate credit, and there will be a new line on the 2020 Form 1044, the recovery rebate credit, with an associated worksheet that is included in the instructions for the Form 1040. Taxpayers can use this worksheet to calculate whether they might be due an additional amount. The economic impact payments are considered advance payments towards this recovery rebate credit. So the worksheet takes into account the amounts that were received from those two payments when calculating to see if there might be an additional credit due. Now, this additional credit will only reduce a balance due or increase a refund. It will not in and of itself trigger an additional check that the taxpayer would receive in the mail. Taxpayers may also have forgotten perhaps how much they got, or there may be some instances where they'll just say, I did not receive a check. They can go and create an account on irs.gov, and in that account, they can double check to see how much they received for those two stimulus payments in preparation to complete that worksheet for the recovery rebate credit.
Another special new provision to keep in mind for taxpayers relates to charitable giving.
Congress was afraid that giving to worthwhile organizations would take a dip because of job loss and the financial circumstances surrounding the pandemic. So they have included a provision for 2020 for taxpayers who claim the standard deduction. Normally, they would not be able to deduct gifts to a qualifying charity, but this year they may qualify to deduct up to $300 in gifts made to qualifying charities.
This year, the IRS has pushed back the start date of tax filing season to February 12th.
What that means is that the IRS will not begin processing tax returns until February 12th. So people can be preparing those tax returns and getting that process taken care of, but they will not be processed until the 12th. And the reason for that is the Internal Revenue Service had work to do in order to update its processes because of some tax law provisions that were enacted December 27th. So they needed that time to incorporate those new provisions on forms and in their systems.
Taxpayers with low to moderate income, disabilities, and limited English proficiency, as well as those over 60 years old, can take advantage of free basic tax preparation services. They're offered through the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance and Text Counseling for the Elderly programs. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.